Hi, this is Jeff Brown, the Bald Guy. A lot of people want to know what's possible when they do a purposeful plan. Well, the answers to that are as many as there are people, but circumstances is what dictates reality, right? So if you're 30, you have a lot more things involved and possible than if you're 50. Of course, if you're 50, you might have 500,000 more than the 30-year-old. Everything evens up. Not always, but it can. So one of the things I'd like to do today is talk about what's possible for the younger investor. So let's take somebody in their 30s. They've been married for a few years. They have one or two kids. And their career is established. But they'll be better off in 10 years than they are now for sure. They've saved enough money to buy a piece of property. They can put 20, 30% down. Closing costs and still have some cash reserves. So let's take them down the road and see what happens. Here's what's possible. First of all, we have to establish what does it cost them to live as a family? What's their budget? Well, this family, the wife works. She makes about $30,000 a year because she doesn't work all the time. She takes some summers off because she wants to be with the kids as much as possible. He makes about $80,000 a year. So between the two of them, they make a little over $100,000. It costs them, after tax, about $50,000 to $60,000 a year to live. Let's call it $60,000. After tax on their $110,000, they have some deductions with the kids. They have some deductions because of the interest and the taxes on their small home. And they save really well. They don't live over their heads. So let's say that that 110 turns out to be a whole bunch of 80. Let's even take it down to 75. Now that 75 allows them to save a little over $1,000 a month. What are we going to do with that? Well, here's the thing. They've gotten to the point where they can take $500 a month and put it into what's known as an EIUL. Now, that's just an acronym for Equity Index Universal Life. It's a life insurance policy, for heaven's sakes. But it's meant to accumulate enough horsepower for when you retire that the income it generates is tax-free by Internal Revenue Code definition. So if they start out with that $500 a month, they're going to get raises. Their kids are going to grow up. They're going to be in a situation where their $500, it can maybe grow to more. But even if they just did that, and they're, say, 35 years old, they do that for 30 years, that $500 alone can get them in a situation where they're going to be generating $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month in retirement, tax-free, and for virtually the rest of their lives. Now, that policy won't say, for the rest of your life. It'll be a specific time, but it'll be based on the actuarial tables, okay? Now, the other thing that they'll be doing over time is getting an investment started. Now, how does a 35-year-old couple with young kids get started when they're saving a little over $1,000 a month? That's a tall order. Well, a lot of times what happens is you stick in a home long enough, you adhere to the fundamentals of trying to live up to your kneecaps and not your eyeballs financially, and you save and save and save, and you live a life that you can afford, pretty soon, things happen that help you. Your house may go up in value. You take a little extra money every month and you pay off your house faster. Now, maybe you're in a situation where the first home you bought cost you $130,000. Maybe it wasn't a home. Maybe it was a small three-bedroom, bath-and-a-half condominium with 1,200 square feet. Everybody's got their story, right? But as time went on, you find yourself cramped with a couple of kids, but you've got enough room. You also find that that property went up from 130 in the last decade. It's now worth 190. And you don't owe 120 anymore because you bought it FHA. You now owe 60 because you've been paying it off slowly but surely, faster than the loan called for. Now you think, what can I do? If you sell it, that $60,000, you're going to net over $100,000 after all the costs and everything. What can you do with that $100,000? More than 100, probably 110. You can take that $110,000 and just buy a new home. Maybe you buy a home now that's $300,000 and you still have very affordable payments. This might be the home you end up in. Who knows? Instead of a condo where you're sharing wall to wall, now you've got a nice standalone traditional home like mom and dad always had. You've got the two-car garage and you've got yourself the home you've always wanted, bigger too. Or you get yourself in a situation where you can buy a home, pay a little bit more in payments, but instead of that, you go and buy a little duplex someplace and you live in half of that. It's a sacrifice, I know. And a lot of times you can't find a home big enough to live in half of it with kids. So sometimes that option doesn't work. But when you have $110,000 and you didn't have to pay taxes on it, you have a lot of options. So one of the things you have to consider is, since I have that money, what makes sense to do for when you're 30 years older? And one of the things you can do is maybe earmark some of that for notes. You can not buy a house. You can stay where you are and bite the bullet for a while. You can just refinance. And instead of having $110,000, you know, it's now worth almost $200,000. You might be able to net out $80,000, $70,000. Now you can go buy something that you're investing in. The key is that what you want to do is slow but sure. And don't be discouraged about how much time it takes. Because a lot of people that do this in their 30s, they look back in their mid-late 40s, and they go, I'm really not that much farther down the road. But they are. Their snowball has begun to fall and gather more and more snow. But since they live with it day to day, they don't have the vision to see what's really happened. They're making more money. They've been paying on their EIUL. Slowly but surely, they are building a tremendous retirement. Now, they take a little bit more every month. They might add it to the EIUL. They might start another EIUL. Maybe they've had more increase in their home's value. Maybe they can borrow again. Maybe they paid $50,000 for that note. It's been 8 years. Maybe that note paid off. Now that snowball's gaining a little velocity and a little size, and they're starting to puff up a little bit because they can see. What I'm trying to tell you is stay the course. Whether you start out with a couple $100,000 and $300,000 a year in income and that duplex that your Aunt Mary left you, or you start out like this couple did, it doesn't matter. You do what you can do, when you can do it, how you can do it. Time is your friend in your 30s. Embrace that friendship. Do it and just do it slowly but surely. Don't yield to that human instinct to make things go faster by increasing the risk just this one time. Don't do that. I did that. You know what my dad told me one time? He said, son, you came from me. I love you. Lord knows you're smarter than the average bear. But sometimes you are a slow learner. Up to that point, my wanting to speed up everything in my life, by the time I was 35, I lost 3 properties. Don't be me. From that day forward, it was slow but sure. Sometimes it was slow as molasses in the wintertime, but sometimes the market swoops in and makes you look smarter. And what makes you smart when that happens is that you know what buttons to push when, and you take advantage of it. What makes you even smarter than that is when times are slower and it doesn't make sense to make a move, you don't make a move just to say you did. Sometimes that can be the smartest thing you ever did for your retirement. It's all about taking what the market gives you, not trying to force the market, and being happy with it. In 30, 35 years, you're going to win. That's a given. This is Jeff Brown, the Bald Guy. Man, I hope this really helps you, and I hope it put a smile on your face. I'll see you next time.